it's your own unique way of utilizing all of your abilities and making sure that the person you're working on is getting everything that they need, because a lot of people will go into one of those regressions and get something and then not get the proper healing for it from the practitioner. So you know that the person needs more than just the information. They need the counseling, they need the Reiki, they need the support to move through the experience of releasing that trauma. And how that also makes you a powerful healer. We want you to remember more of your lifetimes here in our system. Helping so many to recognize that they too are extraterrestrial. That they have the power within them to connect and to remember who they are and who they've been.
Welcome back, beautiful souls. Happy 2024. You're with myself, Cosmic Angel 555. This is a collective reading for the new moon in Capricorn on the 12th of January 2024. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. If you would like a personal reading, Reiki session or attunements, past life regression hypnotherapy, emotional detox hypnotherapy, sound therapy, or spiritual counseling, head over to my website, cosmicangel5556wixsite.com. Link is in the description. To get your year ahead reading and find out what's in store for you, big thank you to my coven of Patreons to join for exclusive content and mini personal readings. Head over to the website for $25.55 a month. This is less than a fiver a week. Also check out the manifestation sound bath coming up on the 28th of January 2024, 6 p.m. GMT, 1 p.m. EST, 10 a.m. PST. I hope I got that right. And lastly, but not least, check out the amazing new chapter Manifesting Drumming Journey that I done. It's up on the podcast. So, kicking off 2024, we have a new moon in Capricorn. Also, noting that we are ending the year with another Capricorn moon. We are also in a year 8 collectively right now. More about this over at the Patreon. It is also my daughter's birthday on the 12th. She is a Capricorn. Happy birthday to all the Capricorns out there celebrating a birthday. Moreover, about the year 8 on the Telegram, Patreon. The 10th house in astrology, which is all about career, status, reputation, structure, and hard work, is ruling over Capricorn, which will be ruling over the collective for this new moon. Capricorn is also ruled by the root chakra, which is our fourth chakra, located just at the bottom of our spine, near our womb. This is related to our safety and security and stability in the world. And also Saturn rules over Capricorn, is the ruling planet. So Capricorn is an earth sign. It's represented by the goat, which brings in discipline ambition, traits of wisdom, consistency. How can we embody some of these traits in our new chapter and year ahead? This new moon is giving us focus on long-term goals, plans, desires. Preparing for our next chapter. Our long-term goals. Recognizing our responsibilities and nurturing our dreams in a grounded, realistic way. And bringing our dreams into the physical. This Capricorn energy is giving us a great chance to create serious order and organization in our lives, putting together solid plans and foundations, getting in alignment to reap the rewards in the coming weeks and months. So intuition is heightened at this time. Uranus is giving us that feeling of progress and feeling good about change. Decluttering is coming in strong for the mind, body, soul, womb and life. It is a powerful time to set intentions for the next 6 months of our dreams / goals and take an action to bring them into reality. I am also feeling strongly that this is an instant karma year, meaning that if people are not in alignment with their highest good and truth, the karma will be coming back instantly this year. So let's take a moment, shift our awareness, ground our cord into Mother Gaia. Also up into Venus and the cosmos. Tuning into our heart center and the amazing frequencies of love, light and guidance that's available right now. So I am going to play some root chakra frequencies if you'd like to open up. So beautiful souls, we're getting stuck right in. We have two main overall energies, but one is coming in quite strong, which is self-love. This has been backed up again in another card out of another deck. So universe is really, really coming in strongly with this message for self-love and the energy for this new moon in Capricorn of 2024. So what are some ways that you can up your self-love routine? Are you being conscious and aware of the inner conversation going on with you and your body? What part or area of your mind, body, soul or life needs self-love around this time? As we know, we've been conditioned into not believing in loving ourselves when it is the most important thing that we can do. It is an act of spiritual sovereignty and it is also an act of how deserving you are of your self-worth. So what are some ways that you can practice self-love under this energy? We are moving on to our next card, which is a new deck, guys. So I did just want to mention that any money that I get from either Patreons or one-to-one sessions, they usually get put back into this podcast or into me on more learning and more expanding from my cosmic tool belt so that I can help you guys and help give you tools as well. So this one is an amazing deck. It's the Wild Woman Oracle. Really, really loving it. It just came yesterday, so I've had about a day to gel with it. And yeah, it's so on point for this energy for Capricorn. So we got the Witch of the Winter Woods. We got healing. What needs healing within me right now? And how can I use the magic of herbs, flowers, trees to restore my sense of well-being? Safely take advantage of the healing powers and benefits of the herbs, flowers, and trees that are available to you at this time. Before the rise of Western medicine, plants were the original source of medicine and healing. Every plant that Mother Earth has generously given us possesses its own energetic essence and magical properties that not only affect our physical bodies but also our minds, hearts, and spirits. The wise women or witches of many ancient cultures, such as the Celts, understood and valued the magical healing power presented upon the earth, and sometimes even died for merely holding this sacred knowledge. Mercury's only after going direct, guys. Though collectively we have largely forgotten this power, those who follow our Those who follow modern witchcraft and paganism, the old ways, know the potent magic present within all plants, as we do. On the eve of the winter solstice, this witch is merrily partaking in self-healing ritual in the middle of a quiet, snow-covered woods with her familiars. On the tree stump in front of her are herbs and spices, traditionally associated with Yule and the winter season, such as myrrh, frankincense, cinnamon, and the star Ansi. As the cauldron bubbles, she throws in one last herb spring to enhance the brew's magical protective and healing power. What a beautiful card it is. There is a picture up there on the podcast. So, wow, what a powerful message. How can you embrace different herbs, different flowers, different trees? What plants are trying to work with you right now for your healing? I do also want to mention that, of course, the plants are powerful. They are so healing, but you do also need other tools to work with as well as the plants. A lot of the time, plants is going to bring up what needs to be worked on, and then you can work on that with Reiki, with sound, with some energetic healing modality, as well as amplifying the power and healing properties of the herbs. So a beautiful, powerful message there for us. Our next card that we got is Sun. Enjoy success and happiness. Know that doors are opening for you. Follow up new projects, ventures, and ideas. Connect with the inner fire that is driving you forward. The sun has long been associated with the energy of success. It's the most powerful planet in the solar system. Solar referring to the sun. So of course, when the sun card appears in a reading, it will bring power, success, and light. It brightens up all connections, banishes darkness, brings a sense of youthfulness, and invites you to connect to the energy of joy so that you can be the light in spirit and heart. You are being surrounded by the brightness of the sun at this time. Opportunities to feel and be successful are swirling and dancing around you. Relationships and friendships progress with joy, and you will feel happy and uplifted. If you're not somewhere bright and sunny right now, there will be other ways in which you can enjoy warmth and joy. Solar energy brings health and vitality and can energize and warm. And it also encourages everything to grow. The energy of expansion is with you at this time, and you are being offered the perfect opportunity to move forward. If you want to bring something to life or are ready to take a new step in a relationship, the sun will bring the right energy to you. If you are asking a question, the answer is most definitely yes. Wow, wow, wow. How on point and how good is this energy right now? Embodying that solar energy to imbue, amplify whatever we are creating right now in this next chapter. So we are moving on to my first deck, Intuition Oracle by Cosmic Angel 555. We did get some aspects coming up out of my deck. The first one is self-love, which we already got there from another deck. So self-love, self-love, self-love. You are worth it. Coming in, future lives is coming up, as is trajectory. So right now we are getting launched forward to these new chapters that we are creating. We may also be getting glimpses of future lives through our Akashic records. If you have done your level 3, you Psi Reiki, and you have done past life regressions and healed and embodied them lessons and gifts, it is time for future life. You can get future life progression and see what's in store for you. I just will say that they're not always on earth. I never know where the future lives is going to be, or even the past lives. They can be off planet and on different planets. But apart from that, if we're not going multidimensional here right now, we're talking about a time frame of the next couple of months. Okay, and we also got EMF protection coming up strongly there. I will say in the summer I will be back making my amazing organite, which is all over the world right now. So grateful if you have got a piece of me in the past. I will be bringing it back in the summer for the Cosmic Shop, along with two other products that will help you on your journey. But right now, if you can't get your hands on some organite, definitely some shungite, and definitely trying to stay away from as much EMF radiation as you can. So we are moving on to the tarot. First card, and the question that I asked for us collectively was the overall energy. And for that, we are getting an amazing blending of opposing energies of the divine masculine and feminine. There is amazing ideas, but then there's action being taken on this. There's determination, willpower and confidence coming in really, really strongly as we move on to this next chapter. We're taking our experiences with us that we need, but they're not weighing us down. There's a sense of victory coming in strong here under this new moon. There's a sense of sovereignty, of self-power, of willpower, of control, and we're moving forward fast onto this next chapter. The next question that I asked is, what foundations do we need to lay to succeed in our next chapter? And for that, beautiful souls, we really need to release any outdated paradigms, beliefs, ways of being, outdated systems, any stagnation, and really connect with our higher self. Really get into this energy of learning, of growing, of expanding, of tapping into a leader or a guide to help you along the way to get exactly where you need to be. Especially being of service and stepping into your soul mission and what you came here to do. So that's how we can lay them firm foundations for our next chapter. The next question that I asked is, Where do we need to apply patience? Okay, so we need a little patience. For that, guys, this where we need to apply the patience is in what we are leaving behind and what we are birthing anew. So we really need to have a little bit of patience for the healing that we are going through, the processing and the integration right now that is happening in closing the last chapter and stepping into the new, in leaving behind what is no longer serving and what is outdated, what has run its course, what we have learned through the experiences and the lessons, and moving on to this next chapter. The next question that I asked is long-term plans calling. So what's coming in for that, guys, is definitely teaching and learning, sharing and listening, teamwork, holding space. There's a community vibe coming in here, there's cooperation, there's a need to come together to hold space, or to get space held, and there's actually no limit to what can be manifested in these long-term plans that are calling, provided that you don't try and do it all on your own. As I'm always mentioning, we came here to do a lot of shit on our own. There's a lot of things that we have to, can only do on our own and can only go through on our own, but we're not here to do everything on our own. Our next question that I asked is where we need support. So right now we do need support around building our material security and safety. We need to bring in some hard work, diligence and determination when it comes to this, as it is going to be expansive. We also need to invest time in a leader, in somebody that can organize and plan and that can guide us before we achieve our next steps, taking that patience and waiting for a moment before we take steps, remembering that the lessons we've learned and studying, waiting and then going for it can help with this achievement, can bring unexpected results that we couldn't even dream of. And finally, a message from the universe. The universe wants us to know to step into this state of gratitude, into this pause, into reflecting on how far we've come on our journey, stepping into this harvesting the fruits of our labor, of all the hard work we've put in, and we are still putting in, still going to keep going after this, taking that moment to reflect. And our final card is Soul Truth. What excuses am I making right now? No more waiting. There will never be a good enough time. The time is now. If it's important enough to you, you will find a way. Today, make a decision and do it, even if you don't feel ready. Listen to your heart and you will be led. Well, thank you so much again, as always, beautiful souls, for joining me for this guidance. I do hope it helps. I am so grateful to be a channel for these messages, and for anybody that I have helped, I am helping and I will help in the future. I will be back soon with the full moon in Leo at the end of the month and also the sound bath. Namaste. Hope to see you there.